The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 8, text number 8, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 3rd, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Abhyasa Yoga Yuktena Chetasa Na Anya Gamina Paramam Purusham Divyam Yati Partha Anuchintayam Abhyasa Yoga Yuktena Chetasa Nanya Gamina Paramam Purusham Divyam Yati Partanu Chintayam Abhyasa Yoga. By practice, yuktena, being engaged in meditation, chetasa, by the mind and intelligence, no anya gamina, without their being deviated. Paramam, the Supreme. Purusham, Personality of Godhead. Divyam, Transcendental. Yati, one achieves. Partha, O son of Pritha, Anuchintayam, constantly thinking of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. He who meditates on me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Partha, is sure to reach me. Purport. In this verse, Lord Krishna stresses the importance of remembering him. One's memory of Krishna is revived by chanting the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna. By this practice of chanting and hearing the sound vibration of the Supreme Lord, one's ear, tongue, and mind are engaged. This mystic meditation is very easy to practice, and it helps one attain the Supreme Lord. Purusham means enjoyer. Although living entities belong to the marginal energy of the Supreme Lord, they are in material contamination. They think themselves enjoyer, but they are not the Supreme Enjoyer. Here it is clearly stated that the Supreme Enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His different manifestations and plenary expansions as Narayan, Vasudeva, etc. The devotee can constantly think of the object of worship, the Supreme Lord, in any of His features, Narayan, Krishna, Rama, etc., by chanting Hare Krishna. This practice will purify him, and at the end of his life, due to its constant chanting, he will be transferred to the kingdom of God. Yoga practice is meditation on the super soul within. Similarly, by chanting Hare Krishna, one fixes his mind always on the Supreme Lord. The mind is fickle, and therefore it is necessary to engage the mind by force to think of Krishna. One example often given is that of a caterpillar that thinks of becoming a butterfly, and so is transformed into a butterfly in the same life. Similarly, if we constantly think of Krishna, it is certain that at the end of our lives, we shall have the same bodily constitution as Krishna. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Badakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. At the present moment, we have bodies that are a big problem. Very problematic bodies. They get sick. They get old. They die. Very, very bad bodies. But here we are learning from Prabhupada that we can get a body like Krishna's. Can you imagine having a body like Krishna's body? Instead of being made of veins and intestines, a body composed of, what does Brahmaji say, Satchirananda Vigraha. A body composed of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Now that's a good body. That's a really good body. So we can qualify ourselves for having a really, really good body. Everybody can qualify for a good body. All they have to do is become Krishna conscious, as described in this verse. But you have to have faith in the process. Because you don't get that body instantly. You have to work for it. You have to qualify.
Защото не получавате тялото веднага. Трябва да се квалифицирате за него. Трябва да работите.
Even in this world, if there's something very good thing, you have to work for it and qualify yourself. If somebody wants a PhD degree, they have to enroll and work many, many years to get that PhD degree. Not that you get instant PhD. So if you want a spiritual body like Krishna's body, be prepared to put in some long years of practice. Dedicated, undeviating practice. You simply have to take the key to success. Take that key to ultimate success. And apply that on a daily basis. Chant Hare Krishna and give up nonsense activities. What are nonsense activities? Nonsense activities are activities which celebrate this material body. That, wow, this body is great, I love it, I want to enjoy in this body. Those kinds of activities keep you in the material cycle of birth and
death.
Therefore, in Vedic culture, one accepts bodily sense gratification only insofar as is necessary for good health. He does not overindulge his senses. Because he's more interested in getting a spiritual body than he is in enjoying this material body. Krishna is very kind. Even in our neophyte stage, even in the very beginning of our study of the Bhagavad Gita, we can be liberated souls. You may say, what? A liberated soul, even in the very beginning of my study of the Bhagavad Gita? How is it possible that I, a beginner on this pathway, could become a liberated soul immediately? We were studying in the Bhagavad Gita last night. Prabhupada explained that in his purport, in the class last night. If you simply accept two things, that Krishna is the Supreme Person, and that all of his activities are transcendental. If you can accept those two things, you're to be fully convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Person and all his activities are transcendental. You're already liberated. You're already situated in spiritual existence. So, this is why this verse is very important. Because this verse is giving us the clue how to practically do that. How to practically be a liberated soul, even as a neophyte devotee. By being fully convinced of Krishna's supremacy and the divinity of all of his activities. We have to look out for that doubt in the heart. We have to be aware of doubts arising in the heart. And we must slash those doubts with the weapon of knowledge. We must hear from the Bhagavad Gita. We must hear from the spiritual master. We must hear from the advanced devotees who are convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Person and that all of his activities are transcendental. If we hear from those who have such conviction, then we will become convinced. Why?
Защо?
Conviction is contagious.
Защото убедителността е заразителна.
If you associate with people who have conviction, you will become convinced.
Ако общувате с хора, които имат такава силна убеденост, и вие ще станете убеден.
Therefore, we have two things. We have negation, we have negativity and positivity.
Затова ние имаме две неща, негативност и позитивност.
Negativity means you give up the association of worldly persons. That's negativity. And positivity means you take up the association of the saintly devotees of the Lord. So we don't say it's wrong to be negative. Everybody has a negative side to them. We all have our negative natures. So apply your negativity in Krishna's service. By giving up the association of worldly persons. And then apply your positive nature in taking the association of the saintly devotees. Why? Because the association of non-devotees is the royal road to hell. And the association of devotees is the golden pathway to unlimited devotion in the spiritual sky. So, which road do you want to be on? You want to be on the royal road to hell? You want to be on that golden road of unlimited devotion to the spiritual sky? There was one poet, an American poet called Robert Frost. His name was Robert Frost. And he wrote a famous poem, it was a very famous poem about coming to a junction in two pathways. And you have to decide which one to take. Whichever one you're going to take is making a big difference in your life, you see. So at every moment we are faced with that choice. I can take the golden pathway back to Krishna Loka. Or I can take the royal road to hell. At every moment we have that choice. Therefore you must be unflinchingly convinced. Otherwise, out of curiosity, you may think, well, I've been on this Krishna Bhakti path for a while, let me check out that other path for a while and see what that's like. I've been out of the world of sense gratification for a few years. I wonder maybe I'll dip back into it for a while and see what it's like. Don't do that. You stick with this pathway. Do not deviate from Krishna Bhakti. That's how you attract Krishna. Krishna is not attracted to fickle-minded idiots. Krishna wants to see those who are unflinchingly devoted to him. That's he's attracted to such people.
Krishna иска да види тези, които са напълно неотклонно отдадени на него. Той иска да види.
So if you become unflinchingly attached to Krishna, you will attract Krishna. That is a fact. You personally can attract the supreme, all attractive personality of Godhead. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So how much are you dedicated to Krishna? Not at all? A little bit? Easy. Actually, the secret is to always feel that you have no devotion. That's the secret. That humility attracts Krishna. A very nice verse in this connection by Rupa Goswami. Na prema shravanadi bhaktir api va yogo tava vaishnavo jnanam va shubhakarma va kiyadaho sajjatirap yastiva hinarat dhikha sadaketvai tatapyaschida mulasati he gopi janavarava vyatayate haha mata shaivamam. Which means, I have no love for Krishna. I have no attraction for hearing and chanting either. I do not possess the mystic power of a Vaishnava. Knowledge or pious activities. I'm not even born in a very nice family. On the whole, I'm completely bereft of any qualifications to take up Krishna consciousness. But my dear Lord, Gopi Jana Balabha, maintainer and most beloved of those Gopi girls, you are famous for being very merciful to those who were the most fallen. Therefore, I have this unbreakable hope that is constantly in my heart. That somehow or other I can get your lotus feet by your grace. But I'm so unqualified. I feel so hopelessly unqualified that I feel pain. So this is Rupa Goswami's prayer of showing us how to develop a humble mood, you see. That I am completely bereft of any qualification. But I have hope against hope that somehow or other, in spite of my innumerable disqualifications, that somehow or other I can get Krishna consciousness. Pure Krishna bhakti is very rarely achieved. Krishna doesn't give out Krishna prema very easily. Why? Because Krishna becomes purchased by that person who has pure love for him. He becomes controlled by that pure devotee. So he's not going to allow himself to be controlled by somebody who's still lusty. Somebody who's still angry or greedy. Someone who's illusioned or envious. Which is our unfortunate position. We have all these bad qualities. So we have to beg Gopi Jana Balava, please, please have mercy upon us. Please, Lord, please have mercy. Please save us from our fallen position. Engage us in your pure devotional service.
позволим да се ангажираме в Твое чисто правилно слушане.
In this way we have to cry for the mercy.
Този начин ние трябва да плачем за милост.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You see, if we will chant Hare Krishna in this mood, this crying mood, this is what Prabhupada taught us. We should chant in a crying mood, like a little child crying for the mother, you see. Now we have Radhastami coming up, our mother Radharani. On Monday is her appearance day. So we can all, we're having, Radharani has come now, Radha Damodar are here. So we will have a very nice festival here for Radharani, a midday festival. At the end of this lecture we will discuss what will be the best time to begin the program. So the more we can learn how to cry to the Lord and how to cry to Srimati Radharani, then we will capture their mercy and we'll become qualified. Just like that caterpillar that became a beautiful butterfly. We become qualified. These ugly, we ugly ducklings become qualified to get Satchidananda Vigraha, eternal, blissful, knowledgeable bodies. So, I can ask now if there's any questions. Yeah.
The stories about Radha and Krishna, they are very attractive. And how we have to, in what kind of mood we have to take up these stories? Do we have to think about Radha and Krishna like a small children, or we have to think about them like some kind of energy?
No, think of them as the, this is the Supreme Person and His most beloved girlfriend.
Трябва да мислим за тях като това е върховната личност и неговата любима.
We have to think of them as the most beautiful, wonderful people.
Трябва да мислим за тях като
the Supreme Person having completely transcendental activities. That's what we have to always remember. This is the Supreme Person engaged in activities that are purely transcendental, every activity.
Трябва да мислим, това е върховната личност, която винаги е ангажирана в трансцендентални дейности.
Should never think there's some mundane affairs between boys and girls.
Никога не трябва да си мислим, че това са просто някакви светски отношения между момичета и момчета.
That's how we have to think. The Supreme Person engaged in purely transcendental activities.
Така трябва да мислим ние, върховната личност, която е ангажирана в трансцендентални дейности.
Any other questions?
Други въпроси?
Yeah.
Вчера стана въпрос за това как когато сме въоръжени с йога, тази наша позиция е дори по-силна от лъка Гандива на Арджуна, но как това да го приложим на практиката, тъй като ние обикновено сме покрити от невежеството, от анархите, но Кришна не е.
Yesterday we were speaking that when we are armed with the weapon of yoga, then we are even, this weapon is stronger even than the Gandiva bow of Arjuna.
That's right.
But how practically to use this weapon, because we are all the time covered by our anarthas and we are unqualified.
Yeah, so how do we practically invoke or activate the weapon of yoga so we can defeat the material energy? That is a really nice question.
Това е много хубав въпрос. Как на практика да ангажираме оръжието на йога, за да победим материалната енергия?
Quality chanting.
Трябва да мантруваме по много...
If you have very good sadhana,
качествен начин,
ако you strictly follow the regulated principles,
ако ти имаш
добра, you regularly read Prabhupada's books,
ако следваш стриктно регулиращите принципи,
and you chant Hare Krishna with love,
книгите на Прабхупад,
then you will become empowered to defeat the material nature at every step.
И ако ти повтаряш Hare Krishna с любов, тогава ти ще станеш упълномощен да победиш материалната енергия на себе.
Material nature will never be able to overpower you.
Материалната енергия никога няма да бъде способна да те.
You have to have unflinching faith. Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaite ketita hirata makash what is it? Prakashante mahatmana. Only unto those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed.
Само на тези личности, които имат много силна вяра в думите на Гуру и Кришна, само на тях ведическото знание се разкрива.
So, if you have unflinching faith,
ако ти имаш такава неотклонна, много силна вяра,
you will have perfect realization of the Vedic Siddhanta.
Ти ще имаш съвършена реализация на ведическата
Siddhanta. And you become fully empowered to defeat the material energy.
И ти ще станеш напълно упълномощен да победиш материалната енергия.
So you simply have to become very strong in your faith by associating with those persons who have faith, by serving those persons who have faith, by inquiring from those persons who have faith, unflinching faith. That's how you will develop unflinching faith. And how you will be able to defeat the material energy at every step. Any other question? Yes.
We heard that we have to cry for Krishna. But also we heard that the Sahajas, they also cry. So how to understand...
They don't cry. They make a show of crying.
Не, те не плачат. Те правят само шоу на...
They are Hollywood criers.
Те са Hollywood плачещи личности.
They can make very good show of crying.
Те могат да правят много хубаво шоу.
But it's show battle only, like an actor, that's it.
Но това е просто едно шоу, като актьор.
They don't know how to cry from the heart.
Те не могат да плачат от сърце.
Don't be fooled by these sahajas. They make a show of devotion. Just like you can put the dog on the throne. And you give him a crown. He make a very, very, very nice show of being the king or the prince. Actually, when I was a boy, my grandmother, she had one dog, and they named him Prince. So, it's not that... as soon as a bone is thrown, that dog, the king or the prince, he will come off the throne and run after that bone, you see.
Обаче в момента, в който му фърлят един кокъл, това куче ще зареже трона и ще тръгне след кокъл.
So we've seen these sahajas. They make a big show of bhakti. Raganuga bhakti.
И ние сме виждали тези sahajas. Те правят много голямо шоу на Raganuga bhakti.
But as soon as there are some young girls, they're very more interested in the bodily, those young girls' bodies than they are in bhakti.
Но веднага като се появят някои млади момичета, те се интересуват повече от тези млади момичета, а не от бхакти.
So don't be allured by these sahaja class.
They
make a show of bhakti. Find the real devotees. those who are strictly following Parampara system, not the Sahaja class.
Yes, but how to understand that we are sincere? How to understand that we are sincere? That when we are crying from heart.
Well, do you sincerely want to be Krishna conscious?
Yes.
You're sincere then.
But I'm not sure if I'm sincere when I'm saying this.
When he's doing what?
When he's saying yes, he's not sure if he's sincere.
Are you sincerely not sure? That is sincerity. You're sincerely saying, well, my mind is fickle, it's going this way and that. That is sincerity. You're sincerely revealing that your mind is fickle. That is your sincerity. Any other question? Some hands, one up.
Или ако искаш направо, кажи на английски. Аз ще го правя.
Аз продължа.
Добре.
Не мога да се правя. Въпрос, има някакъв въпрос, не знам къде започна. Първият ми въпрос е каква е разликата между наслаждение, щастие и блаженство.
He has few questions, but the first of them is what is the difference between gratification, happiness and bliss.
The first word was
gratification,
happiness,
and bliss. What is the difference?
Yes, it depends. See, the one thing is, in the dictionary, most words have many, many different definitions, so it depends on how you use them.
As we see, for example, in the Freshnikar, different words have different definitions, so it depends on how you use them.
So if you look, study the dictionary, you'll see for happiness there's maybe five or six different definitions. For bliss there's different definitions. Gratification there's different definitions. So the point is this question could be answered in various ways. But I can answer in a transcendental way. Gratification means misery. Because you're gratifying your senses. And that's misery. Happiness means to be free of misery. So real happiness is Krishna consciousness. And when that happiness becomes very mature, then you've achieved bliss. So the bottom is gratification, the midway point is happiness, and the peak of the mountain is bliss.
He is just saying that when he is saying gratification, he doesn't mean sense gratification, just the word gratification. Like,
well, if it's gratification, if it's gratifying Krishna, then it is happiness.
Ако става въпрос за удовлетворението на Кришна, тогава това е щастие.
We are against sense gratification. We are in favor of Krishna gratification. We have no objection if you're a gratifier. As long as you are a Krishna gratifier. If you're a sense gratifier, if you're a sense gratifier, you're a dead man. And if you're a Krishna gratifier, you're a living man. So you can choose which kind of gratifier you would like to be. A sense gratifier or a Krishna gratifier? What is your choice? You want to be a sense gratifier or a Krishna gratifier?
Do I have to answer now?
Yes.
Long term, Krishna.
Okay.
A long term, in long a long term vision.
Why Krishna. Do you want to be a remain in misery now, though? Why not immediately give up your misery? You're like Indra when he became a hog. They came to rescue him, but he said, "No, no, I'm enjoying my life in the pigsty." So why are you like Indra? Why are you not immediately becoming a Krishna gratifier? This is our challenge to you.
Because I heard this process, it takes some time.
How long do you want it to take? 10 million lifetime?
10 milijuna života?
Or do you want to finish it up as soon as possible?
He's saying, for me, the best way it will be like Maharajaka Tvanga, but I don't think it will...
Like who?
Like Maharajaka Tvanga.
Maharaj Kadvanga?
But I don't think it will work for me this way.
That's all right. But you have to be very serious about cultivating pure bhakti every day. You should be very serious at every moment to cultivate pure bhakti within your heart. It will take some time. But you should be very dedicated at every minute to cultivating it. In the beginning, your mind will go away, this way and that, but you keep bringing it back. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchala mashtaram. So anyway, we'll stop here. And we thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.